This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Miserable day in Melbourne. It's time to do something like celebrating. Today we are celebrating a number of things, some of them small, some of them large, some of them fabulous, and some of them interesting. Join us as we spend the next hour on a bit of a celebration, I think we might call it. Stick with us. Good afternoon. Six, almost 7 minutes past one here on Joy 94.9. Hello, I'm Pete Dillon, taking you through until 2 o'clock. Before we get too carried away with our celebrations, we've just got a little message that we have to play.
Joy 94.9.
Indeed, an important task for you to do today. Go to commit to communityradio.org.au and make sure that Community Radio, in all of its guises, not just our own, stays on air. Today we are celebrating. We are celebrating a number of things. The first of which is we celebrate our mums tomorrow. A very important day to recognise those women who not only flung us from their loins, but indeed probably spent the first 20 years loaning us money, making sure that we were fed, getting us off to school, doing all of those things. And so tomorrow we celebrate Mother's Day. And I want to hear from you. If you work in a restaurant, you go to your favourite restaurant, in fact, if you own a restaurant, I'd love to hear from you. Send me a text to 0427JOY949. That is 0427569949. Send a text and tell us if you, first of all, are open tomorrow, what you're doing, and a telephone number, and we will try and call one or two of you so that you can give us a bit of a live promo about what's on for Mum's Day tomorrow to help those people who have been too disorganised yet to make a decision find somewhere that is going to be open and that has space for them. So get to your phone, 0427JOY949, and tell us what's on for Mother's Day. I'm joined in the studio by a co-host. A very special co-host, I might say, also happens to be the person with whom I spend my life. He's known as the Rambling Relish on all of the social medias. He is a writer, he's a chef, and he's a good bloke. He's Nathan Miller. Welcome.
Oh, I can't say much after that. But
no, of course you can't. The best intro you've had all week.
Just that you're right, again. Morning, afternoon.
Afternoon. The reason you're here, one of the reasons you're here, we're off next week to celebrate the fifth birthday of this program, in fact, at the Noosa Food and Wine Festival.
Yes, I'm quite excited.
You sound it.
Bags are packed. The bathers are in the bag. Six hats, 12 T-shirts. It's going to be a great 5 days.
And it's weather up there, apart from anything else, is magnificent. But we've celebrated at a couple of Noosa Food and Wine Festivals already. What is it about the festival that makes us want to keep going back?
I think it's the atmosphere, it's the people, it's the approachability of the chefs. It's unlike other festivals around Australia. These people that we see on TV that we have their cookbooks on our bench are approachable. It's a smaller sort of food festival, but it attracts international talent every year, which is fun.
Seeing some of those TV tarts slopping around in thongs and shorts through the Lions Park with all of the punters in this was really good fun. So,
and then there's Matt Preston. But
we are celebrating 5 years on air next week. I can't believe it's been 5 years already. Lord knows I haven't aged a day. We're also celebrating the Darabin Homemade Food and Wine Festival. This is a festival that kicks off on Monday, and it is a week-long festival based around Preston. One of the people involved in that in some way is a young fella by the name of Dan Noonan. He's from a company called Herbshare. Dan, welcome.
Thanks, Pete.
Tell us a little bit about Herbshare. Actually, I might play this little video first.
Sure.
Whilst the video is not good for radio, certainly the audio is good enough to give you an idea of what Herbshare is about. So let's have a listen and we'll come back and introduce you to Dan Noonan.
So Herbshare is a website where you sign up, and signing up allows you to share the herbs that you're growing, but also access the herbs that other people are growing.
And the idea is that you can have an understanding through the website of what your neighbours are growing, and then exactly where that is and how far it is from your house.
Yeah, so if I'm sitting there cooking a bruschetta and I realise I need some basil, I can just click on the map to another user who is growing basil in the area and go and pick some.
Safe in the knowledge that those people are happy for you to take a responsible amount of their herbs.
One of the things that make my food so delicious is using fresh herbs. And for me to be able to share that with other people on a website and tell people, you know, when things are in season and when they're not, I think it's a great idea. I love it.
So one of the other reasons why we want to start Herbshare is really an issue around cost and wastage.
Look, I hate buying supermarket herbs. I really feel bad. It's massively expensive, and due to the housing arrangements, it tends to go off quite quickly.
With Herbshare, you only take what you need. That obviously doesn't cost anything.
And you don't end up with that green, mushy packet of dead herbs in the bottom of your fruit tray.
When Herbshare's up and running, you go to the website, just a basic registration, give your name, your email address, the location of your herb garden, and a few basic details about the herbs that you have, and then you're ready to go. You'll be able to manage those herbs on the website by telling people when herbs are good to go or when they maybe need a bit of a rest. You'll also be able to manage them at your herb garden through a sign, which if it's turned one way, the herbs are right to pick, and if you turn it around, they need a bit of a rest.
So Herbshare's, you know, good idea, right spot, right time. You know, providing that reason to get outside, go next door, talk to your neighbour. And I know, having seen these sorts of things around Ceres and just see it happen naturally in neighbourhoods, that it's going to be a good idea.
So I think people don't realise that you actually can create quite an amazing food garden or herb garden in a small space. A friend of ours called us up recently and wanted some help to create a food garden in his back courtyard in Brunswick.
So the story that Flynn's telling here is actually about the guy making this film. So is it all right if we tell that story?
Yeah, tell it.
Okay, so this was actually a surprise garden for his girlfriend that he wanted to propose to. So
actually, maybe I'll tell this bit.
Okay.
You know, maybe Dan, we'll get you to tell that story because you're right here in the studio to share it with us. Some of the voices you heard in there: Adrian Richardson from La Luna, and also Robert LaRocca, who's the chair of Ceres. Let's just have a little message, and you can come back and give us a bit of a history about how it all came about. 1:13 here on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
Oh, that's a beautiful way to reintroduce our program. 1:14 here on Joy 94.9. That came from Nathan Miller, who is my co-host today. Also in the studio from Herbshare is Dan Noonan. Dan, we just listened to the sort of genesis of or what Herbshare actually is, but tell us the story how it came about, because it's really quite romantic.
So one of the stories that was just being told then was that Stu, who is a video maker, asked us, we are landscape architects,
yep.
And he asked us to come and do a one-day kind of makeover of their back garden in Brunswick for his girlfriend as a surprise so that he could propose to her. And
how do you propose with herbs?
Well, it was basically a back garden that was looking pretty shabby, and we knew that we could create a herb or a food garden mm-hmm. in a very small space. And so it was a surprise to her. So when she came home, she was absolutely amazed and saw this abundance of herbs and food in her back garden. And then he went down on one knee and proposed to her, and she was very happy.
Oh, please tell me she said yes.
Yes, she did
yes. Good, good.
I thought for that sort of project you'd need a whole bunch of time, but...
ching, there's one. There these are going to fly in all day, by the way. Just be aware of that, the gift that keeps on giving. So I think this, the brilliance in Herbshare is its simplicity and the fact that it hasn't been done before. And that astounds me. We've all got a parsley bush or a rosemary bush or something in our front yard.
Mm-hmm. And I know that there are food sharing sites out there that are about sharing vegetables or about sharing services, but we thought that herbs are a really simple way just to get people growing and also sharing with their neighbours.
And it also saves us getting in the car and driving to one of the big supermarkets and spending $3 on something that's going to predominantly rot in our fridge.
Yeah, and that was one of the other key drivers behind it. And it's also, I mean, as you heard about the, I guess, the sort of community service thing that we did for Stu, is it's really about community and... It's about getting you talking to your neighbours and sharing herbs with each other and sharing recipes and sharing ideas about cooking.
Is the website currently in existence?
No. So we're currently running a Possible campaign, which is possible.com/herbshare. And that's really trying to raise funds to get what is going to be a reasonably complicated website going.
Because it's relying on geospatial technology and that sort of stuff. Yep.
Yeah. And also just the membership that is going to happen. Once it's kind of up and running, you'll be able to sign up for free and you'll be able to plot your own herb garden on there, whether you're a resident or a business, and be able to share herbs with everybody.
Yeah, we live in West Footscray, and I have the slogan in West Footscray that if it's not a vegetable plant or a herb, it's not a plant. There's a lot of old Italians that live around us, and you just walk down and there's hedges of capsicum and hedges of tomatoes and herbs for days. So, yes, I'll be recruiting some people down that way.
Yeah, I think so. And the other thing, we walk around our neighbourhood and we see, you know, there's a bay tree just up the road from us. And it's sort of, it's not yet quite hanging over the fence, but we're willing this thing like nobody's business to grow over the fence so we can start to trim it. You know, we've got an abundance of curly parsley in our front garden, and I'd be happy if somebody started coming in and you know, picking a bit of parsley to use in something. So it's I just think that the simplicity of this idea is its brilliance, and I can't imagine it not working.
Thank you.
So we'll talk more about it as we go through the remainder of the hour. But you guys are part of the Darabin Homemade Food and Wine Festival, which I think is again another intriguing event put on by Darabin Arts around Preston and Northcote. Tell us what you know of the festival.
So I guess there's a very culturally diverse group of people that live in Darabin, and you know, they all make their own food and make their own sausages and cook with herbs.
And grow their own tomatoes and all of that sort of stuff.
And so it's about getting that community together to talk about how they do that, and also to share in that kind of homemade, food making. And, so it's going for a week from the Monday the 12th to the 17th.
Which is next Saturday.
Yeah, and so on Saturday, Herbshare will be showing the video that you heard some of the audio from before. Mm-hmm. And also just
And so that's where you're launching, physically
that's
launching
right.
the campaign.
Yep.
Excellent.
How much have you raised so far? Because you need to get to a fairly sizable total.
Yeah, so we've raised about a quarter of the funds so far. So we think,
you've only been going 10 days, haven't you?
Yes, that's right.
It's not bad.
Not bad.
And there are some really good rewards for people who do sign up to the Possible campaign. You can get herbs delivered to your front door. You can get a herb planter. There was a dinner for six people to La Luna, which got snapped up almost straight away.
Because Adrian Richardson is involved in your campaign to the degree of being a supporter and an ambassador, if you will.
Yes. And we've also had Ceres kind of getting behind us as well.
How did you get Adrian involved?
Well, Adrian's restaurant is obviously in Carlton.
Yep.
And Ben Hart, who is one of the founders of Herbshare, lives just down the road and frequents the restaurant. And so it was really just kind of part of that extended community, really.
And good on Adrian for lending his celebrity. 20 minutes past one here on Joy 94.9. You're on Cravings. I'm Pete Dillon. Nathan Miller is in the studio with me as my co-host. And Dan Noonan is here talking about their possible campaign for a website called Herbshare, which is just one of the simplest, smartest ideas I've actually heard in some time. 0427 Joy 949. We're actually asking you to talk about Mother's Day today. We'd like to hear from you. We want to know if you are a restaurant. This is your free opportunity for a plug to put some bums on seats tomorrow. If you have spots available, 0427 Joy 949. Send us a text, or if you're near your computer, you can email onair@joy.org.au. You can tweet to cravings_joy949. Tell us what is on in your venue tomorrow, whether you work there, whether you own it, whether you're the cleaner. We don't particularly mind, but we're happy to talk to as many of you as possible between now and 2 o'clock to make sure we can put some bums on seats for you so people can celebrate their mums. I'm quite taken by this festival, and there's a lot of stuff in here, Nate. We were having a look at the website just earlier. The cultural diversity in that northern sort of corridor of Melbourne is quite extraordinary. It's not just Italians and Greeks, it's Middle Eastern people from Syria and Lebanon and all about the place who are running a series of workshops and seminars that will be part of the festival. This is the sort of stuff that is straight up your alley.
I'm quite taken by how to make mozzarella at home. That's something that would get
sold
me
out.
Yeah, I know. And preserving. I'd like to preserve myself. But
May 14, yeah. I think this is the one for me. It's the introduction to homemade winemaking and appreciation on the 14th of May.
More so about the appreciation.
More
than
so
the
about
making.
The appreciation, yeah. Because as anybody that listens to this program knows, I'm quite fond of wine. So we're talking about celebration today, and we are celebrating this little festival. We're celebrating Herbshare, celebrating Mother's Day. We're going to talk a little later to West Footscray venue who are doing a Celebrate the Mushroom dinner next Sunday night in their venue. I'm looking forward to that as well. It's a shame we won't be here, but
yes, it's a small venue, so there's not much room inside.
No, but it's quite an intriguing venue just the same. So we will be talking a little about that later in the program. Dan, why does this Herbshare make sense? Why is it sensible?
I think, as you said, it's a very simple idea, and hopefully it's easy for people to use, and it just gets people together and talking to each other when we're all often growing things in our front yards and not necessarily talking to each other and sharing those things. And so we think we'd hope to encourage that. And we also think that because sometimes it's very easy to grow some rosemary or some parsley, but if you want to grow something different, fenugreek or basil, coriander, and you're not really quite sure how to do that, you can then be part of a community that can help you kind of do that. And it's also just encouraging people who don't normally even grow anything just to grow something simple such as herbs.
Is there a motivation behind this to some sense of being about community, about starting to engage us with our neighbours?
Yes, definitely. And the whole idea, I guess, which came from Ben Hart, who, needed some rosemary for his roast and went down the road and stole some from the granny down the street, which we all do. But it's kind of creating a sense of community where we can just share those herbs and have a acknowledgement of where they come from, and then actually go and talk to that person and say, hey, took some of your rosemary. I made this great roast. Thanks very much for that. And getting you to walk down the street as well. It's a sort of a health thing as well. So getting you out there in the fresh air and planting some herbs.
And I guess there's also a sense of those people who may not be socially integrated with the community for whatever reason, whether it's age, whether it's language barrier. If you're starting to break down a little bit of that sense of, I live in the street and I don't know who the people are that live next door to me. Mm. It does create that sense of I'm going to look after you. I'm going to all of a sudden start caring because I've spoken to you and, there's something about you that we now share.
Mm, that's right. And so I think it's also, as neighbours, we often tend to kind of stand off and don't talk to each other.
Mm.
And, maybe
sometimes that's a good reason.
maybe they've kind of parked, in the wrong spot in front of your house or something like that. But by doing this, it just gets you talking to them. And through talking to people, it becomes a lot easier to get to know them and to help each other.
Well, then I guess it also provides an opportunity for, I'm going to make the case for an old person. You've started this dialogue with an old person and all of a sudden they need a light bulb change and they can't climb on a stepladder to do it. Hmm. They can come and knock on your door and say, look, I need your help. You've stolen my rosemary. Good on you for your lamb roast. Come and help me change a light bulb. Or I can't start my mower. Or, you know, so something as simple as that. And it's just breaking down some fairly, I think, significant barriers between, or it gives us an opportunity to knock a bit of a wall down.
Yeah, and I think, I guess the other kind of key component to this is cooking. You know, this is a cooking show. Yeah. And
it's a food and wine show.
It's a food and wine show, sorry.
We can do anything we like.
But it's just encouraging people to cook. And so, you know, herbs are a key component of a lot of cooking. And if you kind of can get introduced to the lady down the street who has been cooking for 40 years, then...
Especially had a bottle of her tomato chutney.
That's right.
Oh, bring that on. Where do you plan to be? Do you plan to be just in Melbourne initially, or do you want this to take off and be something that is a national program?
Well, initially, we're going to start it in, I guess the northern suburbs of Melbourne, but yep. The website will be...
And the west, I think you've got a fairly clear direction that you're coming to the west as well.
Okay. We now do.
Yes.
And I think, you know, obviously, I guess we were at Sonali Cafe the other day in Carlton, and they've also got the one in Southside.
Yep, in South Melbourne.
Windsor. So the Southside's also getting on board, and gradually it will spread. And the way the website will be set up is really anybody in Australia can do it. The only limitation in terms of where it's located is... Once you sign up, you'll be sent out a couple of herb share markers, which will tell people that your herbs are able to be shared or are resting, as you'll see in the video. And so we're not really going to be sending them to South America or England at this stage.
To those people listening in South America and the United Kingdom, we send our humble apologies. It's 27 minutes past one here on Joy 94.9. We're going to have a couple of messages and we'll be back with a track after that, because we're talking about celebrating. I've chosen a track called Celebrate, and no, I'm terribly sorry, it's not by Kylie. This is Cravings here on Joy 94.9. It's 27 minutes past one.
Yeah. Bonjour, I am Gabriel Gatte. You are listening to Cravings with Peter Dillon on Australia's only gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
Oh, indeed you are, and welcome back. It is 16 minutes to 2 here on Joy 94.9. We are celebrating today that track from the 2011 Eurovision Song Contest, Croatia's entry, Daria. I don't think she won.
No.
I think that might be the year that the heavy metal band from Finland won.
Scary
Lordy.
Dudes with masks and makeup.
Yes, or the lesbian cool. from Azerbaijan might have been the winner. Anywho, whoever she was, it wasn't a bad track, something you can bop along to. And we played it because it was called Celebrate, and that's what we're doing here. And it's a quarter to two, and it's Eurovision weekend. And we're celebrating a whole bunch of things, including Mother's Day tomorrow. Next Sunday night, you can celebrate in West Footscray. Yes, West Footscray, I kid you not. There's a place there called Pod, and Fee Marmon, who is one of the owners, is joining me on the phone to talk about a little bit about Pod and about a dinner to celebrate the mushroom next Sunday night. Fee, good afternoon.
Yeah, hi, how are you?
Good, thank you. Thanks for joining us. I thought for a minute we'd lost you.
Oh, no. I'm hiding in a cupboard out in the dry store so that I can hear you properly.
Have you gone into the closet, Fee?
No.
How appropriate.
Come out yet.
Yet.
Well, guess what?
No, you just did. So, Fee, talk to us about Pod first, because it's quite a unique little space.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, well, basically it started as, our, I suppose, shop mate, Post-Industrial Design. They opened up in the space about 3.5 years ago. So Mary's shop is sort of a combination of homewares, that type of stuff. And then we opened the cafe at the beginning of December last year.
And
so, yeah, it's been going great.
I was going to say, is the cafe going well? Because the area is getting fuller and fuller with people who've decided to move from the eastern suburbs and invest in real estate that we now can't afford.
That's so true. Every weekend we're seeing new faces and, you know, people coming in from auctions and open for inspections and stuff like that. So, yeah, the demographic is just, I mean, my husband and I bought in here 7 years ago. Even in that last 7 years, it's just changed. Even the last 6 months, it's changed. It's amazing.
Yes, so, my husband and I are trying to buy and not having a great deal of fun. Just before you go on, Fee, a message here. Hi, Pete. I would like to get my mum some fresh crayfish and prawns as she's unable to physically go out to dine anywhere. Any suggestions where I can purchase Australian seafood? I live in Clayton and I don't want to go to a busy market that is Paran. I would suggest the Dandenong market might be a space for you.
Dandenong.
Yeah, it's a great market. Diane, other than that, there are a lot of small independent seafood suppliers in and around all areas of Melbourne. We've got a beautiful one over at in Footscray called Conway's. I don't know if you're up for the drive, but they always have some of the most extraordinary Australian seafood. So if you can't get to Dandenong Market or you're not willing to go to Dandenong Market because of the crowds, I'd suggest...
Pop over the bridge.
Pop over the bridge to West Footscray. Or into Footscray to go to Conway's because their seafood is extraordinary. And sorry, that's interrupting you there, Fee. We're just bringing more people to the hood.
No, that's totally fine. We just bought a beautiful big whole ocean trout there this morning that we're curing for our lunch menu. So,
oh, excellent. We might be in for tomorrow for lunch. Can you save us a bit? Celebrating the mushrooms, I actually was wandering around the store this morning looking, and I snuck my head in the kitchen when nobody was paying attention, and there's a couple of huge posters on the kitchen wall about mushrooms. What is it about you folk and mushrooms and your chef? Nath, you were asking this earlier.
I just noticed that the chef was a real fun guy, but that was my only observation.
That is such a bad joke.
Oh, you want to try and live it with Adele? Celebrate the Mushroom is a dinner you're hosting next Sunday?
Yes, that's correct. Yep, so we're basically doing probably six pop-up dinner events per year. The first one we did was like a brisket, bevvies and blues, where we had a young boy playing blues in our front window there. So we're just trying to do everything with a tiny bit of a twist.
Yep.
So next week we've got a friend of ours who has a business called Mark's Wild Mushrooms. Is providing some of the mushrooms for the dinner, and we're going to set up a little sort of market stall in the front window of Mary's side of the shop so people can buy the mushrooms on the night, ask him how to prepare them. He's a chef as well. So, it was just sort of one of those things that it's that time of year where people are talking about foraging for mushrooms and all of that sort of stuff. So it was just a theme that we kind of went with. And, yes, Jess, my husband, the chef, does have a particular love.
Penchant for the mushrooms.
So,
I'm assuming all the mushrooms will be legal.
Yes, they will be legal, yes.
Was it Woolworths this week? Was it Woolworths this week was selling mushrooms that had sent some people into some sort of hallucinatory state?
Yeah, where most of us have to travel to Bali to get the same effect. They just went to Woolworths.
No, seriously, Woolworths. We're in trouble because they're selling yellow caps or pink caps or something that having a bit of a... I think in my day, Fee, we might have called them magic mushrooms. And we used to pay considerable amounts of money for them. I've read on the internet that they were expensive. Somebody may or may not have been selling those mushrooms via Woolworths.
Oh, well, we won't be having any of those mushrooms, I don't think, unless someone's very, very good.
More's the shame. So why did you decide on these pop-up dinners? Because breakfast and lunch seem to be your bag.
Well, Jess is he's been cooking for 25 years, so, you know, he's worked at the Station Hotel and the Plough, and, you know, we've both worked around the traps over the last 20 years. So I suppose it was to kind of keep our interest in, that level of food as well. I mean, he's obviously applied, you know, his chefing skills to our breakfast and lunch menu as well. Mm. But it was about sort of keeping a bit of the interest with that. And if we do one every 8 weeks, it's not too hard to organise.
It's not too much pressure.
Exactly. And we can put a bit of effort into it, make it a bit of fun.
And how many people are you going to seat? How many will you put in there? And how many tickets you sold?
Yeah, so 50. We've got 49. Wow. We've got so yeah. So it's good fun, and it means also too that we don't have to get liquor licensing is obviously the other thing. So you can get temporary liquor licenses.
Okay.
You can get up to 6 a year. So we've just done it that way, and you know.
And so you serve alcohol, or do we bring our own?
We're serving alcohol. It's just pay for have as much as little or as much as you like, of course, within the response to serve alcohol.
Oh, damn, we are away.
So we've sort of structured it like that. We've structured it with the food cost only, and then you could just buy whatever you'd like to drink on the night.
So is it strictly mushrooms next Sunday night, or is there going to be some meat laying around for those who...
There is sure some meat. We've got a beef, so with the main course. So we tried to sort of make it a bit accessible for some vegetarians in the area as well. So we've done a beef Wellington or a ricotta, asparagus and mushroom Wellington. Ooh. So people have chosen between which one they'd like for their main course, depending, you know, whether they're vegetarian or not. So, yeah, you know, traditional. And we get our pastry from Bubka.
Nice.
In Brunswick Street in Fitzroy. So, you know, it'll be that with the beef fillet with the mushroom duck cells and the Bubka puff pastry around that. So,
indeed. Now, Fee, I want to give you a bit of an e-introduction almost to Dan, who's sitting in this studio. Dan's got a possible campaign running to start a website called Herbshare, where essentially you can register what herbs you've got growing in your garden or out the front or in a pot or whatever, and people can come and pick those when they need to do something like a mushroom...
Oh, what a great idea.
Sort of Wellington. Say hello and give her the lowdown and tell her when we're coming to Westwood's Grey Dan.
Hi. So Herbshare is basically an online community where you can sign up and as a resident or even as a business, so hoping that restaurants will sign up to it as well, where if you've got some herbs growing in your front garden or in a planter at the front of your business, that you can become a member and people can share herbs with you.
We've got it. I'll look into that. So if I look up Herbshare, I'll be able to find it.
Yeah, that's right. And we've also got a Puzzable campaign at the moment, which is raising some money to help build the website and to run the whole thing. So if you look up puzzable.com/Herbshare, you'll be able to go onto that and have a look at it. And there's also some great rewards for people as well.
Cool, that's a great idea. Yeah, we've got a little space out the back of the cafe where, you know, the chefs were looking at maybe doing a small, you know, just a small garden of herbs and stuff like that. So we've always got locals sort of popping in with bits and pieces as well, which is fabulous.
I guess what
there's we've one just... Lady that
we've just found a place for a curly leaf parsley feed. Look out tomorrow. We just found a place to give away our curly leaf parsley. We'll be dropping in
got
the
this stuff growing in abundance. That and lemons.
Bring it on.
Yes, we'll come in with a basket. Fee, good to talk to you. We'll see you probably for breakfast. Let's make it brunch tomorrow. We're off to a wedding, so we'll probably need to rehydrate ourselves in the morning with some caffeine.
Yes.
Good luck with the dinner. And if people want to know more, is there a website or something they can go to?
We don't have a website, but we do have a Facebook page. So it's basically pod@PID.
So P-O-D @PID.
That's correct.
If you are interested in joining the Mushroom Dinner in West Footscray next Sunday night, you can go to Potted Pid on Facebook. Fee, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, guys.
My pleasure. Cheers.
See ya.
Bye. What a good idea.
And she's all...
She's lovely, isn't she?
Yes, she is.
Delightful. We might have some more messages, come back and wrap this up, and then we might run off and finish off with a bit of Motown, just because we can. It is currently 6 minutes to 2 here on Cravings on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
Oh, it is 3 minutes to 2 here on Joy 94.9. Just taking the mic. Anywho, we've got a tweet. We've had one tweet of the entire program. I'm disappointed in you, ladies and gentlemen, especially those, unless they're all booked out. But there's been a late cancellation for lunch tomorrow at Pikios, which is in Carlton. If you would like to go, give them a call, because they have a table available to take your mum if you've forgotten that... you were supposed to take your mother out for lunch, and we've reminded you today, go to Pikios, they've got a table. The Noble Experiment at 284 Smith Street also has, in Collingwood, also has spaces, so you can go and visit them as well, and have the cauliflower.
Yes.
That'd be my recommendation.
Absolutely.
We have to get out of here. Dan, thank you so much for joining us. We've kept you for now. You've been very quiet for the last 20 minutes. Again, once more, the possible site is...
Possible.com/herbshare.
People go and make donate some money and get this off the ground, because it is a remarkably simple and brilliant idea to get rid of all of those herbs that might be lying about in your garden, or in your pots out the front, or in your back garden. What if people have got lemons or something along those lines? Would that work, or is that something we're going to get to later on?
So I guess we decided to focus on herbs because they are a very simple thing, and it's an easy thing to grow. And there are other sites out there that are about sharing, you know, fruit and vegetables and things like that. But I guess through joining up with HerbShare, you'll also be, you know, getting in touch with the community and
so we could invite people to take lemons from our tree if they would like.
Pomegranate lemonade stand out the front. See if I can charge 10p a cup.
10p a cup. God, heavens, how old are you? It's 2 minutes. Oh, it's a minute now to two. Just a reminder, we'll be coming to you live from the Noosa Food and Wine Festival next Saturday, a two-hour program kicking off at 1 o'clock, going through until 3 o'clock in the afternoon. We'll be making you obscenely jealous that we're swanning about up there in the sunshine in our flip-flops and board shorts while you're all sitting here in Melbourne being cold. It's celebrating 5 years on air. I can't believe that I've done 5 years every Saturday of this show and bored you to tears for so many hours. How many... That's about 250, 260 programs. Let's take 10 out because I haven't done them all. So let's say 250 programs over that 5 years, and it's been such a wonderful joy to bring them to you. So we will thank you. We will bring you the program live from Noosa Food and Wine next Saturday for 2 hours. We're going to talk to Marty Bowitz. We're going to talk to Massimo Mele. We'll see Colin Fasnage. There's a whole bunch of people we'll be speaking to, including one of the... maybe two people who made Asia's top 50 this year in the San Pellegrino Awards. I've been Pete Dillon. He's been Nathan Miller. He's been Dan Noonan. Until next week, we shall shinny off and say goodbye.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.